This is Akashwani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. The winter session of Parliament came to an end today as both Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha adjourned sine die. In Lok Sabha this morning, Speaker Om Birla urged the MPs to strictly follow the rules and desist from protesting at any gate of the Parliament. Amid din in the House this morning, Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal moved a motion to send the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2024 to the Joint Committee of Parliament. The committee will submit its report to the House by the first day of the last week of the next Parliament session. The committee has 27 members from Lok Sabha and 12 members from the Rajya Sabha. Later, Speaker Om Birla adjourned the House sine die. In Rajya Sabha, amid din, a motion was moved to nominate 12 members to the Joint Committee of Parliament on One Nation, One Election Bill. In his valedictory remark, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar said, during this session, the productivity was just around 40% due to continuous disruptions. Mr. Dhankar pointed out that undue moving of motion under Rule 267 is regrettable and the House must function with dignity it deserves. Later, Mr. Dhankar adjourned the Upper House sine die. The winter session of Parliament had started on 25th of last month. The Lok Sabha has registered over 54% productivity, while the Rajya Sabha 40% during the winter session of Parliament. Briefing media after the conclusion of the session in New Delhi, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the productivity of the two houses were low and everyone should think about it. President Draupadi Murmu has said the time is now ripe for the launch of a new phase of self-reliance by manufacturing technologically advanced equipment within India. The president urged the armed services to contribute towards achieving self-reliance and realizing the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat. President Murmu was speaking after awarding the president's colors to the prestigious College of Defense Management in Secunderabad at a ceremonial event in Telangana today. The president said the country's self-reliance and strategic partnerships in defense sector will not only protect the country's borders but also strengthen its strategic global partnerships. The president further said the government has taken several measures to enhance indigenous capabilities of defense industries, though several initiatives to encourage investments in our defense sector. Union Home Minister Amit Shah joined the Sashastra Seema Bal's 61st Rising Day program today at Rani Danga of Siliguri in West Bengal. He paid his tribute to the martyrs and later gave bravery awards to the SSB personnel. Further, the Home Minister virtually inaugurated the newly built housing complex at Integrated Checkpost at Petrapol in Bengal and at Agartala in Tripura. Praising the SSB's commitment since its inception in 1963, he said SSB guards the 2,450 kilometers border with Nepal and Bhutan with dedication and keep check on illegal transfer of narcotics. In Rajasthan, the death toll has increased to 8 and over 30 are injured in the horrific gas tanker fire incident that took place this morning at the Bhankrota area of Jaipur. The incident took place at around 6 a.m. when two gas tankers collided near the ring road on Ajmer Highway, after which a fire broke out. A total of 40 vehicles got destroyed in the incident, including 29 trucks and two sleeper buses. Four people died on the spot due to burn injuries, while three others are reported to have died during treatment. A high-level committee has been constituted to investigate the incident. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief to the families of the victims killed in a gas tanker fire incident at Jaipur in Rajasthan. In her condolence message, the president prayed for the departed souls and the injured people for their speedy recovery. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. In Maharashtra, 5 passengers have lost their lives in an accident in Tamhini Ghat of Raipur district. The accident occurred this morning when the driver of the bus lost control and the vehicle fell into the gorge. As a result, 5 people were killed, including 3 women and 2 men, while 17 others were injured. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.